This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Russia has one of the lowest, world's lowest, retirement ages, 55 for women and 60 for men. At slightly less than 72 years, it also has one of the developed world's lowest life expectancies. The Electronic Frontier Foundation and Lookout, a mobile security company, have discovered that Lebanon was using spy technology to access Android phones and computers to spy on 20 different countries. NASA and NOAA have found that 17 of the 18 warmest years since modern record keeping have occurred since 2001. Percentage of young adult women using drugs to deal with attention deficit disorder between 25 and 29 years old increased by 700% between 2003 and 2015, and for women between 30 and 34 increased 500%. Analysis of the new U.S. tax law, believe it, it will reduce the growth of affordable housing units subsidized by tax credits by 235,000 units over the next decade, compounding an existing shortage. Bureau of Labor Statistics and the Census Bureau show a net total of 262,000 union members added in 2017. Union density was essentially unchanged in 2017 compared to 2016. Los Angeles Times has voted overwhelmingly in favor of a union, 248-44. The victory will lead to the paper's first staff union after 136 years in operation. The vast bulk of criminal cases never go to trial. 97% of federal criminal convictions are the result of guilty pleas. 5 million people pass daily through CVS drugstores. 80% of them are women. 10,000 researchers worldwide are estimated to specialize in machine learning techniques that are rapidly accelerating artificial intelligence. 5-year relative survival rate for localized breast cancer is 98.5% when detected early, but only 25% when detected at a much later stage. The share of people in Oregon counties with kindergarten vaccination rates over 95% was close to 100% in the year 2000, but in 2015, it was about 30%. In 20 years, the percentage of Chileans who describe themselves as Catholic dropped to 45% from 75%. Trump's 31.5% vote in California in 2016 against Hillary Clinton was a poorer showing than Hoover polled against Roosevelt in the height of the Depression. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.